Pepsi Halftime Show. We're joined by head coach Chelsea DeVille. And, Coach, we were kind of talking a little bit before you went on the air here. It was just a night where the ball just didn't go in the hole, and there was a stretch there where Duluth just couldn't miss.
Yeah, I mean, credit to, you know, the undefeated team in the conference. Of course, they're a very talented defensive team especially, but boy, we just looked super slow. We played soft, a low character effort, we always say, when we have those type of slumps. We usually don't fault our kids for effort or toughness, and we just didn't have it in that first half. And then when you get down double digits in the first half and you have to fight back, I thought we responded and came out of halftime really sharp, you know, kind of what we wanted. But that takes a lot of energy for a team that already looks slow and tired. So we couldn't sustain it. You know, you get it back within six in the second half, you're like, all right, let's go. But, you know, the ball just was not dropping easily for us tonight.
And you mentioned that second half. You did come out with energy and you tried to get back into it, but Duluth was able to match your energy mm-hmm. and keep that spread between you.
Yeah, they kept us at bay for sure. And, you know, it felt like, I looked up, felt like Brooke Olsen just torched us, and it was just a series of three in a row where she just made tough shots and banks of three in and different things like that. You mentioned where off air, Sid has a beautiful wide open three. She just hits one, lips out, goes the other way, and she banks it.
And you were 5-on-3 because
correct.
They had a couple players that ran into each other, and it was wide open, and it was a beautiful shot, and it just didn't go in.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, against any team on the road, we can't come out that flat and unenthused on either end. We just look brain dead, too. You know, once in a while you get back cut, but not 6, 7, 8, 9 times in a half. We were just really not ourselves. So we definitely need to bounce back tomorrow, especially defensively. It's a, you know, St. Cloud State's a great offensive team. They run some different stuff with pulling their post high. So we'll have to protect the paint in a different way tomorrow.
One last thing about tonight, it was the turnovers.
Yes.
But to me, I think you had 12 in the second quarter.
Correct.
And you only wound up with 15. So you fixed that pretty much. It was, you know, but it was certainly a story in that first half, and you only had 5 points
in the second quarter, right. It was significant. You know, it just, we kind of, you know, started playing a little harder, but rattled and throwing the ball around and, you know, dumped downs to our post that were just fumbling it, acting like a football was bouncing back up to them, it looked like. So, you know, we just did not look, everything I wrote on the board, sometimes it just seems this way. Okay, control and composure, didn't have it, you know. Protecting the paint, we did not. They had 38 points or something like that in the paint. So it was just a game where we just didn't have it, and they certainly did, and they're a great team.
So now you mentioned you came out a little slow. How do you get the energy for a second half of a doubleheader tomorrow night?
Well, I think, you know, we talked about it. They got their, you know, butts chewed a little bit in halftime of just effort, and they refocused them. We said, you know, nothing about what we were doing. We just got to play harder and lock in and be tougher, and they responded well. Again, it was a little too late, but we just talked about it after the game. Guys, we already talked about the poor things that we did. You just can't do it. You can't come back. But we have another opportunity tomorrow against a very, very high-skilled offensive team to, you know, bounce back. So let's do it. And, you know, be ticked off how we came out today, and let's not do it again tomorrow, and let's see what happens. So it's a nice thing. It's not like football. We got to wait a week. You know, we get to go back tomorrow and see if we can put together a better effort and a better game plan.
Well, Coach, thanks for your time. We'll talk to you
tomorrow.
Thanks,
Kevin.
Head Coach Chelsea DeVille, Pepsi Halftime Show.